This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Job loss during COVID-19 has been a pandemic in and of itself, with millions of people all over the world finding themselves at home instead of traveling to work every day. And among the industries hardest hit are food service, hospitality, childcare, and retail. In America and in Michigan, these are the industries where many women make their bread and butter, especially women of color. For Macomb County Commissioner and mother of four, Mai Zong, it's her retail business, Mai & Company, that's seen significant transformation during the pandemic. Mai, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, April. Thank you for having me.
First of all, how's your family doing?
We're hanging in there. It's like a party every day at my house with four kids.
You're not kidding. I think they're pretty young, too. All of them under the age of seven?
Eight, actually. So I have a 2, 4, 6, and 8-year-old, 2 boys and 2 girls.
Yeah, handful doesn't really seem to cover it.
Yes, I wanted a big family. And then, you know, after I had my fourth child, I said I was done.
Well, tell me a little bit about the shop. You sell clothes and home goods that use some really gorgeous textiles inspired by traditional Hmong style. Who's been in your customer base over the years?
Sure. I started Mai & Co. out of my home, actually, in Warren. I was pregnant with my daughter, who's 2 now. And the clothing that I design, I illustrate all the patterns, and they are based on traditional Hmong textiles, which is my ethnicity. Our customer base are mainly Hmong American women who are very much like myself, very modern, and have children and have careers, and also want to express, you know, their culture and their history. And so our clothing, it's meant to be very comfortable and modernized, as opposed to like the traditional Hmong clothing that we would, you know, traditionally wear, that's very heavy and very fancy. And so it's hard to wear those type of garments every day. But Mai & Co., we offer apparel that is made for the modern Hmong American woman.
Right. More suitable for doing the work and recreational things that clothes have to endure. Before the pandemic started, did you have people working for you?
I did. And we were doing very well. I mean, we had, you know, we opened up our store in Warren on 12 Mile last August. And, you know, the feedback was overwhelming. We had, you know, a lot of people come in and try on the clothes. But then, you know, after the pandemic, things really slowed down. People were afraid to come out.
Do you remember a point at which you knew that 2020 was going to be different for your business?
Absolutely. So after the holiday season in December 2019, you know, we had a wonderful, busy holiday shopping season. Right after that, things really slowed down. And for me, it was very calming because I was very overwhelmed with opening the store and just with the children. But I knew early on in January that things were going to be different and they were going to be much slower in terms of the foot traffic in our store. And so this was even way before the pandemic had hit. Things had already started to slow down.
What changes did you have to make to keep some semblance of the business alive?
Well, we had to shut down in mid-March, obviously, because of the executive order, and we didn't open back up until June. So we were closed for about 3 months. And between that time, we tried our best to fulfill our orders online. So we were trying to revamp our website, our social media presence, and to let our customers know that, hey, you know, we're still operating, even though our store was closed. So we managed to do that. And then in the process, I remember the first week when the store was shut down and my children were out of school in mid-March. We spent a week together. I just didn't know. I felt useless almost, like I wasn't doing anything because I'm so used to, you know, creating and working. And so I actually went back to the store, got all my fabric and my sewing machine, and I started sewing face masks. Part of it was because there were none available. And I felt like if I had to go to the grocery store, I didn't have anything. And so I started making face masks for my kids and for myself and for my family. And so we sort of incorporated the handmade face masks using the illustrations and the patterns that I design and making very unique face masks. So that's how we've been getting by, is offering that product, which, you know, we wouldn't have done that if it weren't for the pandemic. That became a necessity. And now it's just a part of our business.
Yeah. You know, having four kids at home is not a small part of the equation. Did the time when the store initially closed buy you some time to figure out what you were going to do at home?
Absolutely. I mean, when the store was open, you know, my two older kids that are in elementary school, they were in school. And so I had the two younger ones with me and they were always running around the store. And so I knew that it wouldn't be safe for me to have them at the store, even when it opened back up, just with people coming in. And so I've had to sort of take a step back and reevaluate how to manage the, you know, the business and be a mom. And thankfully, you know, I have a very small team of staff who help, you know, run the store and do the fulfillment and managing the website, that I can spend time helping my kids with their schoolwork. So that's what I've been doing most days. In the morning, I'll answer, you know, emails from customers and help manage the staff. But my kids are my number one priority and they need me. So I feel like, you know, even though I try to balance the store and my kids, they always come first and the store is secondary.
Have there been days when you just wish there were some way to close the door on one thing or the other, or just scale back in some way?
Absolutely. I think about that almost every day, that am I doing too much? Am I not spending enough time with my kids? And should I, you know, should I be helping them with their schoolwork? But then I want the business I want so much for it to succeed, because it has. And so I don't want to stop. And, you know, earlier in January, when I knew the holiday season was over, I had filed to run for a local office. And that was something that I always wanted to do after I had kids and, you know, as an established business. It just felt like the time was right. And so I was actually anticipating that we would be slowing down in January, just not so significantly to where we were shut down. And so I had allowed myself that time to campaign and to run for office. But it's hard. It's hard juggling all three parts of my life. And, you know, during the summertime when the store was closed, I had my kids with me and I had my wagon. I was pulling them. I was door knocking. I took the kids everywhere. And, you know, anyone who saw me saw that I had four kids trailing behind me. And it's hard, but I don't want to give up and I don't want to stop the momentum that we had started.
So I think the question that probably all our listeners want answered right now is, when do you sleep?
I sleep when the kids sleep, actually. They go to sleep about 9:30. I go to sleep too. And I wake up in the morning around 9 in the morning. And, you know, the kids are, my husband helps me out a lot, though. He wakes the kids up. He gets them ready for their online class. And so I don't do this alone. I have a lot of help.
Is there anything that you're able to do for yourself right now just to preserve a little bit of sanity?
You know, ironically enough, it's the designing and it's the sewing that is very therapeutic for me. And so even though I'm, you know, creating things, I'm still able to have that time to do what I love. And that is to create things. And I'm very hands-on. And so when I'm sewing, or if I'm, you know, drawing or making a new illustration, that's my time. And I enjoy that so much. So that's enough for me to keep going.
Have you heard other stories from women working in Macomb County about how their lives have changed over the past year?
I have. And as a commissioner now, you know, talking to my neighbors and my constituencies, I hear that all the time. There are a lot of women who have young children like me who are, you know, struggling to hold on to their career or even start a career. And just other businesses like restaurants in my area that I have, you know, talked to the owners. I think everyone is going through a very difficult time right now.
Are there ways that this year has influenced your ideas about what public service can do in a time like this?
Absolutely. I think the pandemic has really highlighted the racial and economic disparities in our communities. And so we You know, now more than ever, we need leaders that will help us. And that's really what it is about, being a public servant and helping others, because so many rely on those, you know, types of assistances.
What are some things that you think the county has done and could further do to help women, especially maybe women of color and women who are living on the lower end of the economic spectrum?
I think that, you know, helping with early childhood education and childcare, that would be the number one thing. And myself, as a mom with young children, you know, it's hard to be able to catch up to someone else who doesn't have, you know, children, or if their kids are older, it's really hard for someone like me to catch up. And so, you know, we definitely need to build a support system to support all women and children.
I imagine that through your older kids, you've had a chance to experience what's going on in schools and how some districts are trying to help younger children at a distance. What do you observe of their needs right now?
Sure. Well, I can say, you know, even before the pandemic, it was very difficult to afford childcare and to make arrangements. And so that was one of the main reasons why I decided to stay home, so that I could be with the kids and work from home and juggle a career and watching, you know, the kids. So the pandemic has just really amplified that. We now know, everyone knows, that it's very difficult as a parent with young children to be dealing with, you know, work and everyday life. And so I think now with the vaccine being available and teachers having that opportunity to, you know, be vaccinated, and we now are able to talk to our kids about the importance of, you know, washing their hands and practicing good social distancing and hygiene. I think it's just a process that we have sort of gone through during this pandemic that will help us get closer to where we want to be. And that is back to some sort of normalcy, and our kids in school, and having like a more of a consistent schedule. Because they, the kids need that as much as we do too, to work and to function.
Mai Zong, she's a member of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners and also the proprietor of Mai & Co. in Warren. Mai, it's great talking to you. Thank you so much for making a little time for us.
Thank you for having me.